Call the meeting to order. Resolutions 298, September 15th, setting a public hearing of proposed local law number 13 of 2015 regarding campaign finance reform in Ulster County to be held on November 17th at 7 p.m. Tuesday.
Move it.
Move second.
Second.
Discussion.
We all received an email from the county attorney.
Correct.
Yesterday, saying that there were constitutional issues and legal issues, but she didn't elaborate. Has anybody talked to her?
You have?
I talked to her this afternoon. Because of the letter that we
right.
got, and she said she's doing the best she can to working on it right now, and she hoped to have it ready for caucus.
So caucus when?
Tonight.
Oh. Okay.
Wouldn't guarantee it, but. She feels it's coming. You know,
she did say Resolution 11, but it's actually Resolution 13, unless they change the numbers overnight.
No, she meant this one.
Okay.
Rich?
Thanks, Chairman. We pushed this off till November explicitly because we can still amend this within the next month. So our goal is to pass it in, to pass what's going to be in the newspapers for the public hearing in November, in October's committee meetings.
In the papers.
What we're doing is setting it. The
Correct.
Papers have to have what's going to be set. So that's what we're going to, that's all going to get hashed out. That's why there's not a sense of urgency with me getting it here today. Because the language just has to be published in the paper.
Cappy?
We just had a council meeting with her past hour and a half. She did not share her specific concerns with Chris Arizona.
Well, I guess my question is, if we put something in the paper and it changes because of something that comes,
we're not putting it in the paper.
Or you got to put the local law.
But not right. until the
right.
Not
but
until
I mean, what he's saying that you got the local law. I think that's what you're implying.
No, another public hearing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, generally in public hearings, my feeling is if forget this one for the moment, but whatever you plan to do that you've got it set is you want to do it. It's worth a public hearing. So I don't know. If you're going to get enough time to get, if there's not enough time left no matter what, that's one thing. But it's another thing if there is time left and you can do it and it'll still work in October, that's something else. If you say to me now that it can't work, if we have it ready in October and we want to go, we can't go, that's one thing. But if we're saying we think we're going to, or we know we're going to get it ready, but if it doesn't go, if we don't get it ready, then we have to go with what we have. And I don't want that.
But if it changes substantially, you have to set another public hearing.
No, what we're going to do is we're setting the public hearing today. What the exact language of what's going to be in the public hearing will be passed in laws and rules
in October.
And with the county attorneys, and actually we talked about having like another joint meeting with the people interested. I think the reason why the committee last night, it was a 5-1 vote, voted to set it for November because this has been out there a long time, and like a lot of things that happen on the sixth floor in the executive's office, it's the day of the vote when they come out with concerns about things. And this has been out there for months now. And I asked Pete, this is Mike Hines, this is the county executive's, his main speech on a State of the County address was campaign finance reform. He's not had no input in this. So he's known this has been out there, so you know, they always come up with roadblocks at the last second. You know, there's been plenty of time to be a partner in this resolution, and they haven't wanted to be a partner in it. But I think they will be now because I think they realize there is a lot of support in the legislature to get something passed. So that gives us some. That's why we decided not to go October. We would give them a month for everybody to work together. If not, then we're going to pass.
Tracy and Don. Thanks.
I appreciate the push of the month, both to allow more time to discuss and because it's after the election cycle, so there can't be any even perception that it's a political move. But more, a couple things. First of all, I think it's unprecedented for us in the legislature to vote on setting a public hearing for a law that we are acknowledging is not the law that we're going to be voting on. We're still working
on it. If she doesn't come back with anything, or if her main argument...
There's a law already in place.
Yeah.
Or a proposal to be a law
right.
in place.
Her main
argument... They have a meeting in October. They could alter that if they feel sick.
We can. That's why we're going to give her time. Her only argument was the word union. because people covered by a collective bargaining agreement are excluded from this. But she was like, well, there's three unions. Are all three unions excluded, or is it just one union? That was really the only gist. And if anybody else was here last night, they want to talk about that. That was her only argument with this.
Okay.
Piece. So it was really vague.
I mean,
very vague.
Can I just, because then right? my
what
other
else did she have? Yeah. She had no other complaints
about the
law. All
right, Tracy.
Okay, so then if I'm understanding, then it's postponed. I mean, you're pushing it a month, but you're open to it going exactly as is or amended per B's constitutional concerns. So my substantive concerns about it, which I didn't go to last night's meeting, and I don't know that it's been, was it on the agenda for multiple meetings before last night? Did you talk about it at other meetings other than last night's meeting?
Yes, because we put it off.
Okay.
We've had this for at least 2 months before.
Okay.
And then we put it off because people had questions, and we did make some changes, as you can see.
My main, which I talked to Dave Donaldson about, I don't know if he brought them up.
He did.
Okay. So my other concern is that I think that if we were going to have campaign finance reform, that it shouldn't just be for sitting elected officials, that it should be for anyone running. It seems to me a disconnect that only, that if we were to perceive that a contract with the county, someone having a contract with the county, giving money to an elected official is a problem, then I think they shouldn't be giving it to anyone who's running either, because conceivably that person who's running could win and then have an impact over that contract and have a pass of a whole year, basically, where they could have influence over that contract but not be in violation of this. So that's one of my substantive concerns with this, which I thought Dave Donaldson was going to bring up last night.
He did.
He did?
Did he bring it up?
He did. Yeah, he brought it up.
I did, too.
Okay, you did, too.
I did. Yeah, actually, I brought it up before.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
All right.
The point was that this is a public hearing. If this changes or it doesn't carry the day, it doesn't carry the day. We've got to start somewhere.
Right.
All right, Don?
Are we saying that if we do this in October or November,
November,
there's not enough time? Are we
what
saying
mean that there's not enough time?
If well, this is for November.
Correct.
Okay, so if we decided to in October, we would have B's stuff go through it and whatever, mm-hmm. and make whatever decisions we would make. Is there enough time
yes.
in October to do it? Well,
it's just like an 11-day, 12-day turnaround.
Well, why wouldn't we want to wait to see what
because,
is?
Because I think
they want to start
the
moving.
Committee, like I had said,
they
the committee is basically, this has been out there for 6 months, 5 months, and the day it's going to be discussed in committee, B sends an email out. I mean, come on, after a while it gets to the point. There's been plenty of time for discussion. You either...
But my question is, are we hurting anything by waiting
no,
other than the want to do it?
Same token, Don,
we are waiting.
Anything,
I mean,
waiting.
The thing is, we could probably do it, set the public hearing much sooner, probably do it in October, and actually have a vote on October. We took the liberty, basically, to extend it another 60 days, and to get more input. And if there's concerns, bring up the concerns. And if there's valid concerns and the majority feels, of that committee feels that they have to be incorporated, by all means, they'll incorporate them. Is that correct? Everybody understands it to be that way?
Absolutely.
All right. So basically, yes, Chris.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, basically, I just would like to have the attorneys have some input once you get this. Cappy, Erica, you, sir. All right. have some discussions regarding, you might have different opinions what the county attorney says. So,
oh, most likely.
Well, whatever. I mean, come back, hash it out. You had an opinion. You had a meeting an hour and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was it brought up there? From
a little.
A little, okay.
But, why is it being brought up on the night we're voting on it? Come on.
I understand.
We're talking about setting the public hearing.
Right, just setting the date.
And now we're talking about the substance of the resolution.
All right, but the thing is, just have input. I'm saying our attorneys have input.
Yes.
Chris, you have
so
something?
This yes. public hearing, so hypothetically, let's say it's like a lot of public hearings, nobody shows up for public comment. Is there going to be a substantive back and forth sort of debate, so to speak, quote unquote, on the actual resolution? I mean,
at our meeting? As legislators?
Yeah, at the public hearings.
No, we don't speak at public hearings. That's open for the public.
The vote there would be.
Even prior to that, we have two
months. So you're just setting the public hearing to go through the motion so you can have the vote, basically.
No. We're setting the public hearing and we've got a month to
required to do
fix
it.
Up the resolution, right. So everybody's happy with it.
I can live with that.
I think we wanted to set the public hearing.
All right, any other discussion? Any other discussion on the setting of the public hearing? Any other discussion? If not, let's close it. Roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Did somebody close it? Did someone close the discussion?
Did we move it in second? Yes, we did.
Yes,
okay. It's passed.
All right, passed unanimously. 326, requesting establishment of cash on hand, Ulster County Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team, urgent. My understanding is, Sheriff, you're going to hold this over for a month?
That's correct. I needed Elliot to come speak on this. This is a resolution that he's pushing through.
Uh-huh.
He can explain it. I really can't. It's a Jewish holiday, so he wants to do it next month.
All right. Anybody against holding it over a month?
Nope.
Excuse me?
Make a motion.
I'll
move to hold it over.
Second?
Second.
Any other discussion? What are we doing here tonight if it's a Jewish holiday?
Ended at sundown.
No, it's 2 days. The first day is the most holy.
Yeah.
And then Yom Kippur is next week.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Local 3, Resolution 354, setting a public hearing on Local Law 16, amending a local law to prevent soliciting, peddling, or vending on any county-owned property left for use of county-owned lease building space by veterans, disabled members of Ulster County, be held Wednesday, October 14th at 6:15 p.m. Move first.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion. Roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
356, adopting proposed local law number 11 of 2015, a local law establishing the Ulster County Animal Abuse Registry.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? No discussion?
That was the discussion. How do you
spell that? All in favor say aye.
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 Any new business?
Old business?
Any old business? I just want to make two comments. I had a lot of people have contacted me over the last 3 months about flow control law. They're very upset with the prices they're paying for their garbage pickup. I thought things might have been a little bit different. We gave the Resource Recovery Agency, this will be the third year we're going into it. Their prices have escalated each year. Warn or not, they have gone up. And a lot of these commercial haulers are blaming Ulster County for increasing their prices dramatically. I mean, they have dramatically increased, I know, from Orange County to Ulster County, a major difference. I would ask our attorneys, if they wouldn't mind, to see if we could put this on a ballot for this year, definitely not, but next year. That we can put this on the ballot to see if we want flow control in this county. I don't see how it's working unless someone can prove to be in the next 3 or 4 months in the legislative body that, you know, that they are doing whatever they're doing. I know there's a committee form. I don't know what the reports of that committee are, where you've been, what you've been doing.
Our committee's not about flow control.
It's about the long-term solution.
Okay. So, but it doesn't matter if you have a Resource Recovery Agency or if you have some other agency. So I need not to step on that committee's, you know, overview of what they're doing. But, I mean, I don't know what's...
We're charged with the end of the year, I want to say. That's what our deadline's the end of the year.
All right. So, I mean, what's people's flavor regarding flow control?
We've always had what was called contractual flow control before the local law came into effect. With contractual flow control, we made the Resource Recovery Agency made contracts with the big haulers to make sure they get the tonnage in the facility. So when the towns were paying $90 a ton, town transfer stations for their refuge, the contractual flow control recipients were only paying $63 and $67 a ton. So in fact, the county residents were subsidizing their operations, not the County Resource Recovery Agency. Now, I know that their prices have gone up to $105 a ton across the board. Towns, also, and it was the only fair and equitable thing to do. If you go back and rescind this local law, then the only alternative would be to go back to contractual flow control.
All right, now, first of all, Carl, that's not the point here. The point is either we have flow control or we don't have flow control. All right, if you want to go back to contractual, non-contractual, you could set it up differently regarding how towns are charged, how big commercial haulers are charged, and so forth and so on. The question I am proposing tonight is that, what is the flavor of the legislative body regarding flow control? I have seen it in operation going on its third year. I have not seen positive results from that. I have seen escalated prices, which causes basically our residents to pay higher prices in their garbage or solid waste disposal. Are people in favor of having our attorneys look at a way maybe to put it on a ballot for next year and let the people vote on it, yes or no?
Referendum.
It's not a referendum vote.
No, you only pass it. It's open. Amend the administrative code. So you have the ability to do it without going to referendum.
Okay. So there again, it's not a referendum. The question becomes, I'm throwing on the table, do we sit here and let it continue the way it operates now, or we try to make adjustments? PJ.
Maybe we should have the attorneys investigate the haulers. Because, you know, the price per ton maybe has gone up $40, but what they do is they've increased the price $5 per customer. So if you divide 40 by 5, every 8 customers generate a ton of garbage? I think not. I think the haulers have used that as an excuse to raise the prices. And they've raised them, their raises far exceed the percentage raise of the cost per ton from the RRA. So maybe we ought to investigate the price gouging of the local haulers.
First of all, I don't know if we actually could do that. Could we legally?
It's not my job description.
My point is, my point is, the people are crying, and justifiably so. But the haulers are using a 3% increase to justify their 10% increase.
But maybe there is some excess there. I don't know. But the thing is, there's been an excess from the time we passed flow control to where we are today regarding a tipping fee. Right, wrong, or difference. I mean, there's probably $85 to $105.
Why don't you put a committee together, Rich?
Please let him
draw. No, Tracy has it first.
No, Rich can go first.
See how Tracy is? She let you go either. First.
I don't care. First of all, the rates went, if they were 65 to 103, is 40% increase that they were charged for tonnage. So, the bottom line is the county used to subsidize the RRA $2.5 to $3 million a year. The legislature and executive's decision.
Rich, before you go, but the thing is, listen, I just want to know what the flavor.
I'm getting there. When the legislature and executive decided to take that $2.5-3 million subsidy away from the towns, the RRA, they stopped being partners with the towns, and that's why the rates go up. My suggestion is to commit $400,000 or $600,000 to help buy roll-offs and say, now we're going to reduce the burden on the towns because Rochester's down to, 2 days a week now, Lynn? Marbletown doesn't have a contract with the RRA right now, which is a disaster. They're one of the municipalities that didn't sign it. So you can't take $3 million that you're subsidizing them, take that away, and then not expect rates to go up. It's impossible. I mean, if anybody ever took a math class, you got to know that somebody's making up that $3 million shortfall, and it's everybody in this room, and it's all of our constituents. So we have to decide whether we want to eliminate flow control and then become a partner again with the towns, or keep flow control and basically say we take that $3 million and spend it on other things, and taxpayers suck it up and pay the extra money. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to.
Tracy, then down.
I think what you just said, I mean, I think there's a lot of truth in what a lot of different people here are saying, but Rich, I think that either or that you just proposed isn't the only either or. I mean, one option, just even using your own example, would be to maintain flow control. But to answer Carl's concerns about what were formerly, in effect, subsidies to the private sector, let me finish, would be to maintain flow control, but use the $400,000 to $600,000 to subsidize the town through helping with the roll-offs, which you brought up at meetings before.
Then let waste management bring their trash to their Colony landfill. They would, if we didn't charge them $65, they would have gone right to Colony. They didn't. We needed their trash. That's why we gave them a break. They didn't need us. They would have just for $68 or $70 a ton taken it up to Colony. So what I'm saying is, we want to say, well, we were giving waste management and all these big companies a break. We had to give them a break. We had no choice because they would have gone to Orange County, they would have gone to Sullivan County, they would have gone to Albany, they would have said, go crap in your hat, Ulster County. So that's what they would have done. So we had no choice. It was a good business decision to offer them the reduced rates. And town transfer stations are only 8% of the garbage that's generated. So with all due respect, if you really need the trash, you got to give it to the discounts to the people that are bringing the trash to you.
But I think, Rich, I think one thing that would have to be analyzed, which was my other point, is the concept of getting rid of flow control would involve an analysis of what a realistic increase in net service fee would be, which would be substantial at this point. Because when you're figuring out a net zero of what that tipping fee is also paying for the refinancing of debt, the tipping fee isn't just paying for operations. The tipping fee is paying for decisions that the legislature has made years before most of us were here. So the matter of fact is, if we remove flow control tomorrow, I would expect to see a gigantic net service fee immediately in this year. The next time we come,
there is a net service fee right now with flow control, but the county executive refuses to pay it.
No,
there is a shortfall.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
They don't ask for it. They
but it still,
exists. The shortfall exists.
It's not existed. They have not asked for it because they've been going into their surplus in order to operate.
I understand that. But there still is a shortfall in their daily operations, even with flow control.
But there again, when they took it, in my opinion, they took in flow control, they had numbers that were unrealistic. They were 142,000 tons. We're not even close to that. We're probably about 115,000 tons. But anyway, Don.
Well, I think no matter what you think of flow control, or what you want to go back to, what we were, whatever it is, I don't think you can put anything on the table until you know what you're doing.
I'm asking if we want to discuss this further, or everybody happy with flow control? We don't have to think about it anymore, and be going our merry way.
I don't think you can make that decision without an investigation and finding out.
I'm just asking, do we want to discuss it? If we don't want to discuss it as a legislative body, then let it continue the way it is, and whatever goes, happens.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
You're saying you have to analyze it. But the thing
I'm saying is, why is, because I think TJ has a point that really has to be looked into, and I think Rich does too. And I don't think you can come up with a decision, we're going this way or that way, without having all of the information in front of you to make that decision.
But all I'm saying is, you want to open up discussion regarding flow control. I'm not saying you have to either for or against flow control. Do you want to open up the discussion about flow control? And part of that discussion is, Ulster County going to continue to have flow control or not have flow control? And if we don't have flow control, how are we going to run the operations of our solid waste?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying basically the same thing as you are, only it's a whole story about municipal solid waste. And part of that is flow control, and part of it is other things.
Yeah.
And part of it may be going and gouging or not. There are all pieces that come in to say this is where we are, and what you choose, you may choose yes or no on flow control, but the issue is a lot bigger than that.
Mary Beth and Carl.
I would say yes to go forward with,
we're not going to make a decision then. I'm just throwing it on the table for people.
And I'm saying I would say yes if you did put it on the table, because I thought when we did this, is it almost 3 years ago? Is it really almost 3 years ago?
Yeah.
That I thought the statement was made, and anybody can correct me, that this was a Band-Aid. This was an 11th hour decision, as always, and this was a Band-Aid.
The thing is,
the Band-Aid's starting to wear out. So, Carl,
I mean, considering that it's been 3 years,
part of a bigger picture.
Considering that it's been 3 years since flow control has been enacted, almost, but another 2 years in deliberations in the Environmental Committee to come to that conclusion, and it was kind of hastily made at the budget cycle when, regardless of our vote, it was actually put in the budget.
Right.
Okay.
So it was
first
hour.
Well, regardless or not.
All right, hold on.
My last comment.
Okay. All I want to know is if there's enough interest
to move forward
regarding looking at the big issue, which includes flow control, and if we are not going to continue with flow control, what are our alternatives in order to the operations of the resource recovery?
I think it needs to be re-examined by a committee of stakeholders. What should have happened, really, town supervisors, legislators, local haulers, the big haulers, and the community at large, and even the county executive's office. I don't think we can just say, do we want to have a referendum, or do we want to just reverse this? Because there are so many implications.
All right, Rich.
My last comment.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two things. One, I know Don is busy, but maybe we could ask Don or somebody to do an analysis.
Excuse me?
Don is busy, but, you know, he isn't an analyst. Maybe he could do some kind of a report, look at the numbers.
We have looked at it a little bit in terms of the net service fee before, not in terms of flow control. And the problem is, like you were saying, is they have been taking on and taking money from the reserves because they haven't been getting. And if we start paying a net service fee again, part of the equation is they have to have a 30% operating reserve.
25 or 30.
And if the first year we pay that, it's going to be a lump sum again. We have to get them back up to quota because we've been waiving that right for the reserve every single year. It's going to cost the county millions if you start doing a net service fee.
Right. The formula for the net service fee is what they take in, what their expenses are, and less 25% of their reserve budget.
In addition to debt service requirements.
Since the flow control has been enabled, they've been using their reserves. They could have whacked us with the net service fee because just because we have flow control does not say in their contract that they can't charge us a net service fee.
They've been good stewards
of that so far, but how long are they going to
Having said that, they have also reduced their debt significantly since flow control started.
And then we can get out of it.
About $40 million to $12 million.
That's when we get out of it.
So,
which is
a
great.
Lot of money.
But who's paying it? The users are paying it. Our constituents are paying it in higher treasuries.
But that end is in sight.
Well,
but I want to just finish up.
I thought you were done.
I had a two-part question. The second one is, flow control was enacted by the executive's office for a budget reason. Not for environmental reasons, not for any reason. It was $3 million.
We had a legislative body passed it.
Yeah, but it was in a budget. And it was, we were forced to vote on it. And it was done, but I'm just saying it was done for financial reasons. It was not done for environmental. It wasn't a good business practice. Like you said, the tonnage hasn't panned out, and nothing's panned out because it was a last minute, in the dark thing, and the taxpayers are paying for it. And I hear people complaining all the time, too. But people don't care.
Manager Joe and Chris.
So the overwhelming expense for the RRA is the expense of exporting all waste. The trucks, the tipping fees are going somewhere else, not here.
Rich.
And we do currently have a Solid Waste Management Improvement Commission, which is exactly what Carl is referring to. It is all of the stakeholders. We have haulers on that. We have people from both sides of the aisle. The RRA is present, and the executive branch has voluntarily not been participating. It's the best way I could describe it.
They don't want to participate in anything. They just want to show us what to do.
So our big problem is export. The commission is trying to address that. We have an existing multi-stakeholder body. Perhaps I wouldn't want to ask the commission to try to do that between now and the end of the year, but perhaps the commission should be continued to address this question and other questions that come up. Because it is exactly what Carl's talking about, and if it's not exactly right when we renovate it for next year, we could do it in a way that addresses any deficit.
And that have to be reestablished.
Erica just brought to my attention after the December this year has to be a new commission because it'd be a new legislative body to establish that new commission.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris?
Everyone's expected we'll have a report.
Chris?
So, when there was a debate a couple years ago, there was a question that was elicited about describe the activities of the Ulster County RRA and give your opinion whether they are good or bad for Ulster County. And I got to go last. I was the only candidate out of four that actually gave a response. And my response was you'd have to come up with a complex accounting methodology to calculate whether dollar for dollar the amount of money that was saved in the budget from, as Legislator Parity brought up, the subsidizing $2.5 million on an annual basis of the RRA versus how much people's garbage bills went up per month. And you'd have to calculate whether, you know, the amount of tax money saved for, say, the reduction or the lessening of the increase of people's property taxes that amount versus how much people's garbage bills went up. So you'd have to look at each private hauler, like touching upon what Legislator Briggs said before. You'd have to look and see how much the increase went up for each hauler, and you'd have to look at how much the increases went up for each consumer, and then you'd have to see if it adds up to what the county taxpayers are paying as a whole. Don is the finance expert in here. That's a pretty complex formula to come up with, correct? I mean,
you'd have to have a big pool of people to say, voluntarily give us their information, say, how much did your trash bill go up? How much did your taxes go down because of this?
Right.
And then figure
it
out.
There's so many nuances and details of formulas
Hold on. You can't correlate that because your taxes might not have gone down because of that action. It could have went down for many other reasons.
Well, look, you can.
Listen, hold on. Everybody stop. Everybody stop. Oh, hold on. You know, this has been brought to me for the last 6-8 months from different people, maybe last year, even longer than that. All I'm saying, everybody think about it. Next meeting, we're going to discuss a little bit longer and deeper regarding what do we want to do, if anything, regarding the flow control of this county. All right? I think I'm going to gear to a way, I'm not going to do anything between now and the end of the year. With budget time coming, there might be new face on the legislative body, but if I'm elected and part of some of the decision makers next year, I would like to look at it very closely. If the majority of people say they would like to look at flow control, and then we could take in all these other scenarios and, you know, what everybody's saying, if you want to incorporate all that stuff. So,
why would the Ways and Means Committee look at this?
We could, but first of all, no one knows who's going to be on Ways and Means. No one knows.
I understand that, but I mean, if that's the case, if you want to take the charge of the Ways and Means Committee to do this, then the Ways and Means Committee might as well just take care of every other committee's business in the county, because it's all got to do with money.
Well, I mean, there again,
I think the environmental, this is
23 legislators' decision. This is not just 8 people of the Ways and Means, okay? I brought it up because it has been an issue from a lot of people to me. I hope you're hearing it from a lot of your constituents that this is an issue for everybody that sits up here, okay? Do we want to look at it, or don't we want to look at it? That's simple.
But to Carl's point, I mean, you should take it to the Environment Committee and ask. I mean, they have oversight of everything related to the RRA.
They could do that on their own. Tracy, they did... They did not need. They could do that in their committee if they want to. I'm bringing it up because it's been an issue. It's been an issue regarding dollars and cents to people. And I had somebody in my ear last night for a long period of time saying, "What is this?
Right,
never even heard of it."
But
you know.
Rich, with all due respect, when you say they could bring it up, they haven't. I mean, I could have an idea about something related to social services, and just because someone in the committee social services never brought it up wouldn't mean I'd go to the Environment Committee and say, or economic development, which I sit on, and say, well, no one brought it up in social services, so I'm bringing it up here. You go to the committee that has the oversight.
Tracy, I understand what you're saying, because that's an oversight of the environmental. This is also involved with dollars and cents.
It's an oversight of the RRA and all things related.
It's an oversight if you want to incorporate flow control, or you don't want to incorporate flow control. What's the impact on the taxpayers of Ulster County having flow control, not having flow control?
Right.
It's not an environmental thing. It's more of a financial thing.
Are you arguing?
I'm not arguing anything. I'm bringing up a point that I'm telling everybody. Everybody's sitting on their hands doing nothing. All I'm saying, let's bring it to the floor.
No one's sitting on their hands and doing nothing. I mean, we're
what are we doing about flow control? Nothing?
No, we have a commission that's looking at the whole big picture, which is obviously going to involve flow control to some degree. I mean, we're looking at the end picture of solid waste disposal. There's an active commission that has a charge and has till the end of the year. That's the first thing. The second thing is we have a legislative committee that has oversight of all things related to the RRA and environmental issues, and that certainly, if there's a discussion to be had about flow control, I mean, you can bring it up here, but anything related to money can come up here. I mean, you have a local law that has to do with anything. It comes here because of advertisement. So the matter of fact is, that's the appropriate committee to have the discussion in.
I brought this up in Ways and Means because I sit here, and it's a financial issue. Everybody has I want to know if the majority of legislators have the ability, or not the ability,
desire.
But the desire to basically look at this and maybe alter it in some way to make it better than what it is. Because I don't think it's working
but
right
I
now.
But I think you need to go to that committee to have the discussion.
I don't care what committee. First of all, if the majority of people don't want to do it, why waste our time?
Right.
Okay? So I'm throwing on the table to see if people have an interest or don't have an interest.
In this committee.
All right? And if we do, let's move forward. If we don't, okay, let's run the way we are running right now. Period.
I think everybody should have an interest in doing an analysis to see if it's working or not, whether people want to make changes
and what
when
the
analysis comes out.
But I mean, are they stuck on the fact that they're like flow control the way it is right now, that we don't want to do anything? If that's your opinion right now, then don't waste anybody's time, period.
Well, you need to know what it would mean not to have
but flow
control.
If you're content the way it's running right now, and you're not going to change no way, shape, or form, because that's how you view it, why waste anybody's
Rich,
time?
Rich, I know you're speaking sort of rhetorically. I hope you're not speaking.
I'm not speaking
about
to you. I'm to whoever.
Yeah,
I mean, every
I'm
legislator.
I'm clearly not content. That's why I'm sitting on a commission that's investigating and has been all over the state looking at different sites and spent
sites to site a landfill.
Not just that. We're not just talking about landfill. We're open to all options, and we've been all over the place looking at what other counties do, looking at other counties' numbers, looking at other counties' budgets, looking at what other options are, talking about regional options. So obviously I care, just speaking about myself. Obviously I care, and as Rich said, obviously I think it'd be crazy to suggest that any one of the 23 of us didn't care about the fact that flow control has had an effect on our constituents, whether it be for private gain because maybe excessive private gain. But the matter of fact is, if we're going to analyze flow control and talk about an alternative, the place to begin, if you're looking at it in a vacuum, is if we got rid of flow control, what would it cost the county in a net service fee? That's the first thing we have to analyze. And that might be a very clear number to come up with. That might be something Don could come up with. But either way, that's the thing. That would be the deciding. That's the decision, because at the immediate, if you decide to vote away flow control, you're going to have a net service fee. And I'm going to hazard a guess that it's going to be very, very substantial. I'm not single millions, potentially in double-digit millions, given that if we have to go back to contractual flow control and eat up the difference and make up the difference in lack of reserves, it's going to be a very, very big number. We're going to blow the tax cap, and that's what we're going to do. But that's the conversation we need to have.
All right, listen, I don't want to belabor this point. We have to go to a caucus at 6 o'clock. We're a little late. I threw this on the table today to see what people's opinions were. If we want to take it further, we'll discuss it in much greater detail at next meeting. But if we don't have the majority of people with the desire or willingness to change what we're doing, if they feel that the way we're going is the right road to go down, and the majority of people feel that way, fine. Let's stop it right there. But if
nobody feels that way. That's why we have a commission looking at it.
But we're not doing anything, Tracy.
Yes, we are
implementing things to make the changes. That's what I'm saying.
Alternatives are complex, and making decisions about alternatives is a very...
No one knows better than I do regarding changes are complex. But the thing is, we can't sit here and do nothing.
But
we have to be proactive
nothing,
in doing
maybe.
Things.
If I may...
30 seconds.
Clearly, there are things that are happening that not everybody is aware of. And so maybe what
needs to happen is
an update of the activities of what's going on, so that there's not a perception that things are not being done, because they are. And I think to the point made, it's not a, here's the answer, let's fix it. It's a complex issue with you pull a string here and you know this, what's the unintended consequence on the other end? So I think it's maybe just a time to step back and find out where are they at with the process and what's going on, I think would be helpful.
All right, Chris, last question.
To real quick, yep. Is that a constituent of mine manages the Hudson Valley Mall, and I had a discussion with him about flow control, and he said that after it was implemented, they had an annual contract that was locked in at a certain rate with the garbage haulers for Hudson Valley Mall. They wanted to renegotiate the contract midstream, and he said, you know, no, we're not going to do that. So to touch upon the point that Legislator Briggs made, is that a lot of these haulers that had commercial contracts that were long-term like that probably wanted to get back what they felt that they had lost in the first calendar year of doing this contractually, and then you know, they were making up for that and maybe a little extra sum, you know, like Legislator Briggs touched upon. But the fact that you as the chairman brought this up, if you didn't bring it up under new business, we would have been in, we'd been in caucus for 20 minutes already. So obviously there's something here. So I guess I'll end it on that.
Great.
All right. So next meeting, is think about it. Come in, tell me what you would like to do, how we'd like to go about it. Motion to adjourn.
So second.
All in favor, say aye.
Okay.
This one.